Ryan with the froggy voice.
It's getting really nice, though, Rich. It's really coming along.
It's getting much better. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So hopefully this week I'll be back to normal. And over there, she's sounding quite normal. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler.
Normal-ish.
I know. And you will notice one voice is missing this morning, and that's our fearless leader, Doug Steffen, who is trapped in the telephone lines of Florida. South Florida. Traveling through there, tried to get a connection back to the studio last night.
Allegedly.
No, he called me. He did make the effort. I will give him that. But he could not get a good connection. So it's just us here with you this morning. And there are a couple of big stories to start out with. And obviously, first and foremost, is this missing airplane over Malaysia.
Is this crazy? I mean, if you didn't hear this plane, and you'd probably have to be under a rock because everybody is talking about this.
Yes, it's Friday night.
Yeah, all weekend. But Friday night in Vietnam, just out of Vietnam airspace, this Malaysian airliner just disappeared into thin air. There was no sign of trouble. They were at the safest part of travel during the flight. But no one seems to know what happened to it, and no one can find the remains of the plane other than some oil slicks.
Right.
And then late last night, it was reported that there was possibly a sighting of like an airplane door. But they still have to look into that to see if that's actually it. So what do you think happened to this plane? I mean, some people suspect...
They're going to need a submarine, unfortunately, to get this thing back. The U.S. Navy has deployed a couple of ships, and China has deployed some ships, and that's where it's at. I mean,
it's six planes and seven ships from Vietnam alone so far have not been able to find and investigate and find what the where this thing is. I think you're right. You're going to probably have to get a submarine in there because the amount of oil that's in the ocean, it was like one slick was 6 miles long and one
right,
was 9 miles
right.
long.
And here's the thing. This thing had to be catastrophic. There was never even a Mayday call. It just fell off of the map. And when something like that happens, that means the plane split in half. And it was just done. The whole event was over with. When you don't have time even to call in a Mayday, that doesn't mean you were going down. That means you just... Something happened midair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know,
and people
it's horrible.
Are speculating that this could be terrorism because when going over the manifest of the 227 passengers, there were two people that were traveling with what looks like they were stolen passports.
Right.
That seems a little peculiar. So perhaps they blew the plane up. Maybe, I mean, what else could have happened to it? I mean,
well, that would certainly qualify as catastrophic.
That would. I mean, Ken and I were speculating that maybe they went through like a wormhole into an alternate universe. Maybe it was aliens. I mean, what else? A plane doesn't just disappear like that.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, I can't remember when the last... there have been a few, but when the last one was where a plane just disappeared.
There was one a couple years ago. Wasn't it in South America somewhere?
Yes.
Where I think it was Air France.
2009. Right.
That disappeared. But they were able to find that within a matter of hours, I think.
Yeah,
it was a matter of years. It took 2 years to find it.
Well, I mean, the wreckage, yes. But they were able to figure out what happened after a few hours, weren't they?
I think it took longer. I think it was, but I think the situation was different because it seems to me I remember that there was some big storm that was involved
with that
plane, and this one from over the weekend. The weather was near perfect.
Yeah. So it's either some kind of malfunction or I don't even want to go there yet. But, you know, people obviously go there. First thing they do is think about some kind of terrorist activity. And hopefully it won't be. Hopefully these people are resting in peace somewhere and not floating around. But anyway, Jennifer, did you feel any rumblings in California?
No.
Slept last night while you were sleeping?
No, not that I know of. I slept all the way through the night. These are the best kind of earthquakes. As someone who's lived in California her whole life, you want to have these gigantic earthquakes like somewhere where you can't feel it, as long as there's not a tsunami. So the story is overnight, the 6.9, that's a big big earthquake, 6.9 earthquake, struck in the Pacific Ocean off the California coast early this morning. It hit about 50 miles west of Eureka, and it occurred about 10:18 Pacific Daylight Time, 4.3 miles beneath the seabed, and that was all according to the USGS. And then it was followed by about a half a dozen aftershocks, which is typical. That happens always after you get a big earthquake. But one of the aftershocks was 4.6, which is actually a big quake all on its own. No threat of tsunami, which is good, and apparently not a lot of damage. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department oversaw all the calls, and they said that there were no damage or injuries. So, the good news here, you get that earthquake out in the middle of the ocean, there's no tsunami, and you're relieving some pressure off the plate of the earth, and whew.
I heard somebody who went through it, and they said it was a roller rather than a shaker. And, you know, being here in Washington, D.C., I've only had one earthquake experience in my life, and that was definitely a roller. Well, have you noticed, or either of you being in California, Jennifer, there all your life, have you had both kinds, and what is the difference?
Some of them, well, it's interesting. Some of them feel more jolty than rolling. It doesn't necessarily really matter. I mean, obviously, rolling doesn't do as much sharp damage, but when I was in college, I had the opportunity to take, you know how you have to take like an earth science as a general ed requirement?
Sure. Yeah.
I actually had the opportunity to take earthquakes with Kate Hutton. She is the woman that you always see on TV from Caltech.
When,
after the earthquake. So she actually taught an earthquake class. We got to do a field trip at Caltech. It was really cool. But probably the best thing that she did in that class is she really dissected the parts of the earthquake. So now you kind of wait to feel them when you have them. So you don't get as scared, I guess.
Right.
But that first original jolt, that's the P wave. That's the primary wave. And so really each earthquake is comprised of a jolt and a roll. The P wave is that sharp jolt. And then the secondary wave is the roll. So there's two parts of every earthquake. You have to wait for both of them to be over. So first it's that sharp P wave, and then the rolling S.
So when somebody describes it as a shaky one, that means they were right over the
jolt. Exactly.
Yep. Okay. Well, very informative. Thank you.
Anytime, sir.
The P wave.
Nice.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about a father who says he wished his son had never been born. It's 14 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Bessonelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's, proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. You know, a young volunteer from 6 to 18 years of age making a difference in your community. Nominate him or her for Kohl's Cares Scholarship Programs. Top winners are going to get 10 grand in scholarships. Nominations open through the 14th of March. Don't wait. Go to kohlskids.com. All right, Roberta, let's have at it.
Oreo cookies. You love Oreo cookies. We have two, count them, two ways for you to get free Oreo cookies in the next couple of days. Sunoco A-plus customers can get a single-serve Oreo cookies. We have a coupon for you. Good through today only. Go to DougStefan.com.
One cookie?
Well, it's like a two-ounce. I think it's two cookies. It's a package.
It's a sample.
It's a sample of Oreos.
What a big box.
Look, and hey, if you have a whole bag, you'll eat the whole thing. So better to have
That's right. That's right.
Speaking for yourself.
And then if you like open them up, then you'll have like four cookies. Turkey Hill also has a coupon for you for free Oreo cookies. That's good through tomorrow as well. So just go to DougStefan.com. You'll find out how to get these. Now, if you need copy paper, Staples has free hammer mill copy paper. It's free after the rebate. So you go in, you buy the paper, and then you get it back in a check that Staples will send you later on. Whole Foods, this is a great one. Three bunches of tulips today, only for $10. That's 30 tulips.
30.
For $10.
That's 30 good. $10. Tulips.
$10. Today only. So this is great if you have a lady you want to impress or just get them for yourself, which is what I'm going to do.
Sure.
And a free e-cookbook, 12 easy tater tot casserole recipes. I had to put this
Yum.
In because it was so ridiculous. Yeah, like, really, people?
It's such a cult thing now, though, tater tots.
Tater tots, really?
Oh, my
like,
God.
You lay them in a casserole, and you can make them, like, nacho style by pouring cheese and Mexican goop all over them. I mean, I look at these,
I love
and
Mexican
I went,
goop.
Oh, but
we specialize
it's just
in Mexican goop here.
Delicious.
Check it out
tater
at DougStefan.com, 21 after the hour.
Something you don't hear on the radio every day, someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Saying that they're having some problems, but U2 says, hey, no big deal, right, Ken?
Yeah, they've had this amazing media blitz. They had a Super Bowl commercial. They had the Golden Globes. They're on the Tonight Show to kick off when Jimmy Fallon took over. They were at the Oscars just last weekend.
Yeah, they've been everywhere.
So they had everything building up for what was supposed to be a brand new album, and then all of a sudden word comes out that it's not going to be ready till next year. They're
really?
Bringing on they're bringing on a couple more producers. They say everything is fine. They just want to get it done right. And the record label says, you know, we never set a release date. But they had already booked with, I think it was with Live Nation, to do a big tour this summer, and now that's been pushed back to next year as well.
You know, so. It's funny. A friend of mine and I were texting back and forth to each other yesterday about REM and how great they were in the first two albums, Eponymous and Orange, and then just kind of got popular, which is what they said they'd never wanted to become. And then just kind of, you know, you can debate their music after that.
Oh, music snobs. That album with Shiny Happy People was the best song that R.E.M. ever did. Give me a break.
And my friend made
Stop
the joke.
Being a snob.
How to Fall Off the Earth after two albums signed by, you know, Michael Stipe and Bono. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You two had like six classic rock albums of all time. And then after that, I would say when they hit that disco era with like Zooropa and whatnot, yeah, you can debate each album because each one was just kind of this experiment and it either hit or it didn't. Right. And, you know, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, great album. So, I mean, there's still very capable of good stuff. But
when did music... Okay, I don't understand. And maybe you can let me in. Music is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
Sometimes this critically acclaimed stuff is a little snoozy, Rich. Sometimes the stuff that big-time music people like, a little bit boring for the rest of us.
But I will challenge all of you.
Okay.
Okay. Name five bands or artists with more than two hit albums.
Toby Keith.
Now, you know what? You can do that well in country. It works.
Yep.
You know, you can obviously go Beatles, Zeppelin, Hendrix, you know, all that stuff. But do it with current artists that are out there.
Oh, forget it. Usher.
Usher.
The only reason I knew that is because I watched The Voice. I caught up a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can name five, but then you start to go, who
Britney
else?
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, probably.
Sure. There you go. Okay, keep going. Get to number six.
Okay. Oh, was this the big challenge?
Well, you just think about it. I mean, it makes you appreciate the ones who are able to do it. So, you know, I'm a classic rock guy. I go listen to the Eagles, and I'm just amazed at the amount of albums that there are. And you listen to the Beatles, and you're just like, how in the world in 6 years
did
these guys write 400 songs or whatever it was, the quality of what they
were? Don't you think at that time it was easier to have multiple hit albums because there was less choice? You couldn't go to YouTube to pick a new artist?
Not only that, but it was unbroken territory,
yeah.
And that's what made it great. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's American.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We take a walk.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
The sun is shining.
That's
down.
Right. But 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen,
hello,
and
Rich.
Ken with you. Hello,
hello Ken.
Jen.
Good morning.
It's a fine little sunny morning for you, and I hope your day is off to a good start. Dudley is not here at the moment. We'll be back a little later. Until then, Jennifer's got some scoop for us.
All right, so here's the big story of the weekend as far as celeb gossip goes. So remember when George Clooney and Stacey Keibler were dating? Remember that?
Yeah, and I thought he was the biggest idiot because by far she is the hottest girl he has ever dated.
She's hot. He's dated a lot of good-looking women. She is a beautiful, beautiful one, no exception. But they were together for quite a while, actually, maybe 3 years, which is pretty long for George. And,
yeah.
And Stacey Keibler, as of last year, said, marriage is the furthest thing from my mind. No, no, no. Well, how quickly times have changed.
Really?
She dumped George last year and started dating this entrepreneur. He's in the tech field. His name is Jared Pobray, and he is a newly wedded man today. They had a surprise wedding ceremony on a beach in Mexico over the weekend, and she said, quote, my happiness is indescribable. That was to People magazine. Marriage is the ultimate bond of love and friendship. It means putting all of your faith and trust into a person that you can't help but believe is your soulmate. Someone who has all of your best interests at heart.
Wow.
Someone handpicked for you.
What PR person wrote that for her?
Come on. I know. And it keeps going.
Give me a break.
But they've been
It's all nice and true and everything like
that.
But I mean, okay. If People Magazine walked up to me and said, what do they think about marriage?
Great.
I would be like, it's cool, man. I like it. It's a lot of fun. She's a good chick.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of a little maybe a slap to George saying, hey, you may not have married me and I pretended to be cool with it, but look over here.
So she dumped him. So let's follow the career of Stacey Keibler.
Yes.
Started in the wrestling ring with the WWE.
Very well known for those legs.
Right, right. Okay. And then moved on to Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Again, very well known for the legs.
Yep.
Then moved on to George Clooney.
Yes.
Right
her
into
best
the
role.
Right into the
actually,
millionaire entrepreneur.
Might, yeah, it was before. She was on Dancing with the Stars before. Yes, then George, right onto the tech entrepreneur's door. And she also is a game show host in a supermarket, which I think is funny because I guess she likes to cook, but apparently she doesn't eat very much of it, but she cooks.
Huh. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
That's a good
so
life.
Fun.
Yeah.
So she's congratulations to them. Now, speaking of relationships, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez just love to keep those people guessing. He testified in court last week when he was asked about his relationship with Selena. He actually stormed out of court and said, "Don't you ask me about her." Well, they were together over the weekend in Texas.
Stop.
What?
Why in the world would he have to testify in court about his relationship with Selena?
Because he was involved with beating up somebody, and I think she was there. And so they were asking about the relationship, I guess. But he wasn't having any of it. He wouldn't answer any questions. He said he called the lawyer Katie Couric.
So why isn't he in jail?
He might be, actually. He's got several charges that he's up on right now. He's got about three different things he's in trouble for. So he just may, but, you know, he's got good lawyers. He's
all our hockey team's fault, the American Olympic hockey team.
Because we kept him.
Word was that there was a bet that if we won, he had to go back to Canada.
Yeah, and, you know. He's still our problem. Hey, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Charlie Sheen is in trouble again with his co-stars on anger management.
Yeah.
The publication says that Charlie Sheen has missed several days of work over recent weeks, and production on the series had to be pushed back. And in some cases, stand-ins...
That's never happened before.
Yeah, stand-ins were used for the actor in certain scenes. Charlie Sheen's rep denies the story. He said, quote, "We did not shoot last week because another member of the cast was sick. Charlie is always ready, willing, and able to shoot anger management and looks forward to returning on Monday." He's done this kind of thing before. He's involved with this new woman, so it seems like it could be a downward spiral again for Charlie.
Yeah, here's what it is. The attention train has left, and Charlie's still at the station.
Yeah.
So Charlie needs to kind of rile things
stir
up a little
up
bit
a little.
To make sure that he gets back in the... He is no better than... what's her face?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yes, thank you.
Who started her new show, by the way, on the Oprah Channel this weekend.
How's that doing?
I don't know about the ratings. I'm sure we'll hear later today. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a handful of people that tune in for the train wreck factor.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oprah, my favorite story of the day comes. This is a good one. You know, sometimes celebrities seem a little out of touch. Well, apparently it never hurts to ask. This Twitter user, the handle is SnowBabyBrandy, reached out to Oprah Winfrey after being impressed by the dress that she wore on the cover of Essence magazine. She said, "You look beautiful in that Essence cover pic. Wow, can I please have that dress? Because I know you won't ever wear it again. LOL, love you." Well, believe it or not, Oprah went to Twitter and said, "You're right, I won't ever wear it again. Contact my assistant and show her this tweet." And true to her word, Oprah sent the gown to this girl who plans to wear it on her wedding day. Isn't that cool?
Get out of town.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
So she thanked Oprah. She said, "Plan to wear it at my wedding when I find a groom, but I will twit pick wearing it soon. Love you for life."
Oh, wait, so she doesn't even have a boyfriend yet?
No, but she says that's going to be her wedding dress.
That is awesome.
Insert man here.
That's so fantastic.
I know. I think that's cool because sometimes Oprah seems like she's just, you know, just a little too out there. I mean, she's got a lot of money. Hello, she's got gold toilets. So this makes her seem like, you know, she's still with us.
Here
in the regular folk.
Now you're up to speed on the scoop on a good day. It's 40 past the hour.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas. supply massive data to state and federal governments and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at Staples.com through 13-14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See Staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Was with me because she loves my 68 Camaro convertible. She thinks it's cool.
Good thing you have a cool car.
Unless we go out for a ride and she says my hair is going to get messed up, please put the top up.
With the convertible. Yeah. Let the hair blow.
Yeah. So, I'm a car guy. Doug is a car guy.
I have a car.
And Jennifer has a car, even though it's,
I try.
Japanese models.
I have a car.
I can change oil.
Ken's got a convertible. He puts it all down. But let me tell you something. My favorite car guy is Richard Rawlins from a show called Fast and Loud and the Gas Monkey Garage. And Richard, I want to thank you. This show's on the Discovery Channel. And I'll tell you why I want to thank you, Richard. Last Memorial Day, I got found out that I had Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer and had to go through 6 months of chemotherapy. So every other week I'd be sitting in bed for 3 or 4 days watching TV, and I just was, there was nothing to watch. And thank God you and Chip Foos got me through it, because I watch Gas Monkey Garage and I watch Fast and Loud, and you and Aaron crack me up. And Chip Foos, I love. The guy's a genius designer. But the thing I love about Fast and Loud is that you guys have personality and you have a lot of fun during that show. And I want to congratulate you and thank you, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. We do have a good time, and that's part of it. You know, if it stops being fun, I don't think I'm going to want to do it.
And that's the whole thing, is cars are a lot of fun, and a lot of people will tune into programming like this because, you know me, I want to see a project that you take. So the show is basically based out of Texas, and Richard has a garage with a bunch of characters as mechanics, and you drive around Texas and Oklahoma and all the surrounding, and you buy cool old classic cars that need to be redone, and you sell them yourself. So at the end of the episode, Richard will, you will see, okay, he bought these two or three cars, spent this much on them, sold them for this much, and lost or made this amount of money. Obviously, things are doing pretty well, because since the show has started, I've noticed you've opened a restaurant, bought a bigger garage, and have all kinds of swag and T-shirts that you're selling. So things are pretty good, huh?
Well, it's just a continuation of the business. You know, you got to keep swinging for the fences, and I do win on some and lose on some. I just try to make sure there's more notches in the win column. But, you know, at first I had to argue with the producers when I lost. I mean, when they saw me lose money, they were like, oh, my gosh, what do we do? And I was like, it's real life. This happened.
It is.
Put it on TV.
Yeah, before radio, I was in the car business. I was a wholesaler, so which you're very familiar with. It's basically what you do. And the loss column is a very real part of the business. And not everybody's a winner. Everybody thinks they can go out and get in the car business and spend a little money on it and flip it and make a little bit of money, and it just doesn't work that way. So it's very
well. How do you guys do that? Okay, just from someone who doesn't know too much about cars, how do you look at something and see the potential in it? What are some of the key factors?
And Richard, the beauty of it is with you, because in the newer cars, there's a book that says, okay,
yeah, blue book, right?
Right, the car is within this range, but with the older cars, like what you're dealing with, it's totally up to your experience and what you think the market will bear, and there's no guideline for that. So how do you go out and pick them?
Well, I tell you, I could have went to Harvard twice on the money I've lost getting this education. But it's part of what I've seen in the past. It's part of keeping up with what's popular, because it does change. You know, sometimes it's street rides, sometimes it's 50s cars, sometimes it's 30s cars, and you know, so you get a little bit of ebb and flow in your different genres. But it's just do your research. You know, pay attention to the old computers there on your desk. It'll tell you a lot of information if you want to know, and you can find out what. You know, those cars are sold for in the recent past, and you know what they're probably going to be worth, and then you just got to measure out how much work it's going to take it to get there to sellable. And you know, some cars we don't even have to touch; they're so popular, we get such a good deal on them, we can sell them exactly like they are to somebody who wants to do the work. And then others we buy to put the labor and time into, because they're going to show us the most profit.
And how did you and Aaron meet? Your master mechanic, and the guy is a genius. I mean, he's a whiz. You basically fly in, say, I bought this, go ahead and fix it up, and then you go out and drink beer while they do all the work. But how did you guys hook up? Because, I mean, he's very good.
He did some work for me before I ever even started Gas Monkey. I had a couple hot rods, and he did some work for me when he was 20 years old. So the next year when I decided to start the garage, he was the first call I made. And it just works. He is absolutely one of the most intelligent guys across the board that I've ever met. And what's really cool about, you know, he and I working together is I can't do what he does, and he can't do what I do.
Right.
So we don't get in each other's, you know, in each other's windfall, so to speak. And it makes the partnership work really, really well.
I got to tell you, you know, we play a song here for a little piece we do with a TV update. It's called, and it's a Bruce Springsteen song called 57 Channels and Nothing On. One of the best pieces of, people say there's nothing on it. One of the best pieces of television I saw last year was the Smokey and the Bandit episode that you guys did. And Jen, you have to go to I guess it's on fastandloud.com on the Discovery channel. You can go check it out. But basically what they did is Richard bet a friend of his. This guy's filthy rich and wanted a Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am, and he wanted it delivered in New Orleans by
I love that too.
By like in 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And he bet Richard $25,000 that he couldn't do that, and that also he could not get Burt Reynolds' signature on the dashboard. So Richard buys the car, fixes it, drives it to Burt Reynolds' house in Florida, gets Burt Reynolds to sign it, and then they do this whole like 10-minute episode of the show where they play the characters of Smokey and the Bandit trying to get the car from Florida to New Orleans, and it was a beautiful piece of television.
So how much fun do you have, Richard? I mean, stuff like that is, like, incredible. I mean, you wouldn't do that. Even though you have a cool job to begin with, you probably wouldn't do that kind of stuff without the TV show, right?
Oh, no, that's what the beauty of this is, and
so
if anybody that watches the show, they'll know, we really do goof off and have that much fun. And even without the TV show, we would have done the same thing, and we have been doing it for 10 years. So that really comes across that we're enjoying life, and we're having a good time, and, you know, it's working like anything else. But, you know, if you do something you love, you don't ever have to work.
Now, I know it's early, but you got to give me your Burt Reynolds laugh one time.
It was a little early. I'm actually in Phoenix, not even in Dallas, so it's an hour earlier.
I'm in Dallas, L.A. I'm with you. Wrong time zone for this
All right,
early.
Brother. Well, let me tell you something. That show is very entertaining for me, and I really appreciate it. Good stuff. So check it out on the Discovery Channels, Fast and Loud at the Gas Monkey Garage at Richard Rollins. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, man. You too. It's 51 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day. Eastbound and bound, loading up and trucking.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loading up and trucking.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The 2016 race for the White House is already taking shape, at least on the Republican side. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, the three-day Conservative Political Action Conference, also known as CPAC, in Maryland, wrapped up this past Saturday. It is among the earliest indicators of who might leap to the front of the pack in terms of presidential contenders among conservative Republicans. When the conference concludes, there is a straw poll. It was held this past Saturday, and the results...
For the second year in a row, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul won with 31%.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz came in second on the list of more than 20 names on the ballot. Senator Paul fired up the crowd last Friday with a speech that included these comments about President Obama.
He's got a pen, he's got a phone, he doesn't care what the law is, a tyranny will ensue, and we must stop this president from shredding the Constitution.
CPAC came to an end on Saturday with a rousing keynote address from former Alaska Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin, who channeled Dr. Seuss as she attacked the Affordable Care Act.
I do not like this, Uncle Sam. I do not like his health care scam.
Palin also had some harsh words for some Republicans in Congress for giving in to Democrats on issues such as Obamacare. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the markets finished mixed. The Dow with a 31-point gain, ending the week at 16,453. NASDAQ down 16 points. S&P up by 1 point. Let's check out prices at the pub. We're heading in the wrong direction. The Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows that as of last Friday, the average for a gallon of regular is $3.51, up 10 cents over the past 2 weeks, up about 21 cents over the last 4 weeks, and we are about to enter the busy spring and summer driving season, which means it's very likely we will only go up from here. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Do you gentlemen find my command unreasonable?
No, not at all.
Is it too much to ask for victory?
Absolutely not. 300 Rise of an Empire slashing its way to a win in its debut weekend with $45 million. This the sequel to the 2006 blockbuster 300.
You remember 300.
Spartans!
Yes.
Prepare for glory!
Decaf, pal, decaf. And finally, did you remember to do it over the weekend? We're talking about changing the battery in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, and of course, changing your clocks. That is an old clock. Daylight saving time kicked in early Sunday morning when 2 a.m. sprang forward to 3 a.m. So, if there are any clocks in your life that did not update the time automatically, you're in danger of being an hour late for everything today. Most of Arizona, all of Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa don't observe daylight saving time. Everyone in those locations had a full weekend of rest, but for the rest of us, we lost an hour of sleep. Who to blame? Well, the original idea of spring ahead and fall back belonged to Benjamin Franklin way back in the year 1784. Tell you what, let's give Ben a call.
Yes,
Mr. Franklin, this is David Weiss from News That Matters.
What time is it?
Sorry if I woke you up, sir. The time?
Morning or night?
Oh, it's morning, sir. Early morning. I just wanted to confirm that you are willing to accept the blame for millions of us losing an hour of sleep this past weekend.
You fellas got a great ball game going.
I don't know about the ball game, but if I can ask
call
you...
Call my law office in the morning.
Mr. Franklin, hello. You know, all things considered, I don't feel so bad about waking him up. And he sounded pretty good for somebody who's been dead nearly 224 years. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm Phil Hosbach, Vice President, Immunization Policy at Sanofi Pasteur. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Please join Sanofi Pasteur and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for